And please open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. I'd like to read with you verses 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. As we look at those verses, I'd like to focus on just a few of the words that Peter uses and expand upon them a little bit as we prepare for communion. First, he blesses God. And we need to do that because God deserves all praise, all glory, all honor. He is the creator of everything that exists. He has a rightful claim upon our lives because he made us. Later on in that passage, Peter refers to God's mercy. What a wonderful concept, especially in light of the fact that you and I all deserve God's wrath. We've rebelled against him by the way we live our lives. We failed to give him the honor that he deserves. And yet, he saves those and grants them mercy who are reborn by his Holy Spirit through the redemption that's available through his Son Jesus. He talks about an inheritance that is given to those who have been born again by God. When we think of that inheritance, our mind oftentimes goes to pearly gates, streets of gold. And to be sure, those are wonderful things, and those are in store for us. But God has given us an inheritance now. We have his Holy Spirit living inside us, changing us, making us into the image of Christ. What a wonderful privilege that is. An inheritance that we can look forward to in heaven, an inheritance that we can have right now with Christ our Savior. And to be sure that we keep that, Peter mentions here that we are protected. God ensures that those that he's called to be his children, those that have been reborn by his Holy Spirit, those that have eternal life, he protects them and keeps them, so that we will persevere to the end. He's done that through his Spirit's power, and again, through the salvation that Christ has offered. Each week we celebrate, as Jesus commanded, his death and his resurrection, and the free life that he gives by faith in him. If you are one of those who has turned to Christ, repented of your sin, grabbed the salvation that he offers freely, then we invite you to join us for communion today and to share the bread and the cup in remembrance of what Christ did in payment for our sins. If you've been born again to a living hope and you believe the gospel, then worship with us and share communion today. If you're a Christian who may be harboring sin in your life, maybe you have a problem relationally with someone else, or maybe there's something in your life that you've just not given up, I encourage you, repent of it. Turn away from it. Give it to Christ. Ask him to strengthen you and turn from it. And in repenting of that, do so today and take the bread and the cup and join us in communion. Now, you might be a person here who these words don't apply to you. Maybe you're not born again. Maybe you're a person who does not know God. Maybe by your own admission, you would say, I'm not a Christian. We are so glad you're here today. And our prayer is that if you're that person, that you might hear the gospel and respond to God's free gift of salvation and turn to Him in repentance and faith. And if you have questions as to what that means, what it means to be a believer, what it means to be a Christian, then please, after the service, speak with me, anyone on the worship team, one of the elders, or if you came with someone, ask them about it. Ask them about what it means to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. But for now, if you would, as the elements come to you, if you're not a believer, then please just pass them by. This is a time for those who know Christ, who love Him, a time to share in the remembrance of His blood and flesh that were sacrificed on the cross. Our ushers are going to come forward now and share the elements. As they do, please hold them, and in a few moments we'll share communion together.